Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for this Monday, March 27th, brought to you by Northwest Tire and Grand Forks, who's looking to hire some help, all right? You know, if you're not afraid to show up for work on time and work while you're there, might be a perfect job for you. No prior work experience is necessary. Northwest Tire, they'll even train the right people. You got a great benefit package over there. PTO, health insurance, 401k, and more. Pay will depend on experience, but you won't know unless you stop in. Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive, or you can call Chad at 701-780-8473 or apply online at nwtire.com. Well, our weather today, we do have a chance of morning snow. Mostly cloudy skies today. Not quite as warm as it has been. We're looking at about 16 above for your high today. Well, a body of a deceased man was found in a field at the Grand Forks Airport. Police discovered the body at around noon on Saturday. His identity is not being released at this time. It is an ongoing investigation. We'll have more for you as soon as we find out more. No further information is being released at this time. Grand Forks police arrested a man Friday evening after reports of a burglary in progress on the city's south side. According to police, officers responded to a mobile home on Lawndale Road and identified Christian Baldwin as the suspect. Baldwin was arrested for criminal trespass and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Grand Forks Police. Well, XL Energy natural gas customers will see a rate increase. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission has approved a 2.7% rate increase for XL Energy's natural gas customers. The rate increases amounts of to $20.8 million in new income. Now, the average ratepayer will see an increase of about $2.56 per month because the new rate is lower than the 2021 interim rate. $3.9 million will be refunded to natural gas customers. XL Energy requested a rate increase of 6.6%. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission regulates the electric, natural gas, and telephone industries in the state. Well, maybe you saw this last week. Demolition is underway on the former Budget Inn Motel in North Grand Forks. City issued a building permit to raise the structure. Fabulous Westward Ho Complex, the motel on Gateway Drive, was once part of the Fabulous Westward Ho Complex. Man, that was a great place to go back in the day, no doubt about it. I'll talk a little bit about Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. What a wonderful sit-down takeout diner. They serve breakfast and lunch daily and weekends, specialties including gluten-free choices. You'll get a 15% discount if you're in the military, and they are open Tuesday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and weekends at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're at South Washington here, Suite 31 at the Grand Cities Mall. Starting again tomorrow, we will be putting up your Moe's Daily Dish. He does that every Tuesday through Friday. Tell you what, not your ordinary everyday food. Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Check it out if you haven't. You'll love it. Well, you won't be able to buy booze to be taken off-site for consumption on Thanksgiving anytime soon. The North Dakota Senate defeated the bill that would have removed the current restriction on the off-sale of alcoholic beverages after 2 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Those in favor of the bill say the restriction is an undue burden on businesses. I, for one, won't be out there buying anything because I have to get up early to pheasant hunt, but let this be a business decision and vote green, said Senator Scott Meyer of Grand Forks. The only restriction on off-sale alcohol is Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. Off sale on Easter is legal. The bill failed the Senate by a vote of 14-31. And finally in sports, Ryan Hartman scored with a buck 11 remaining in the third period, and the Minnesota Wild beat the Chicago Blackhawks 3-1 Saturday. Wild host Dave Hackstall of the Seattle Kraken tonight at 7 o'clock. UND Hockey senior forward and assistant captain Judd Caulfield announced he'll be exercising his extra year of eligibility. He'll return for his fifth season next year. NBA, the Timberwolves beat Golden State 99-96 yesterday. We'll push them 1 point behind the Warriors in the playoff hunt. Timberwolves host Sacramento tonight. And finally, in boys high school basketball, Minnesota State tournament in the Class A consolation final. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart lost to Nevis 62-47. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You know, if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, why not adopt? please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Your newly adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots. It'll be ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more. Now, if you'd like to help pets in need, please contact them at cofpets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. Make your family complete by adopting Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Call 701-775-3732. Well, Leah Bajewski and Dave Rogala are in at 11 o'clock today to talk about the upcoming Prime Steel Car Show in Grand Forks. Remember, everybody, to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. We're on just about all of them. Hey, the Grand Cities are awesome. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.